morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It's Monday, July 29th, 2019. We have about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, north winds 15 to 20 knots. It's going to be breezy today, moving around to the northwest 10 to 15 knots. And so you can see in the change of direction and the windy conditions, we've got a weather system spiraling through our area as they do. And that is going to make the wind direction change as that spinning weather system moves across our area. Wind waves from the northwest, 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart. West swells 2 feet at 8 seconds, building to northwest, 5 feet at 7 seconds. And today we're going to talk about some nautical terms that you hear all the time on boats and ships, what they mean and where they came from, where these sort of ancient, really, terms have come from and evolved over the years to things that we still use today, on even on the most high-tech ships, still use this terminology. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 6 inbounders. We have 7 in the Astoria Anchorage and the Rice Island Anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Alam Setia. She's arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She's ultimately going to the Port of Portland to pick up potash, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. and maybe arrive in Vancouver by about 1:30 p.m. So it takes about 6 hours to get from off the downtown waterfront in Astoria to the Port of Vancouver upriver. The ATB articulated tug and barge rig, the Dublin Sea, is arriving from Anacortes. I think she's carrying some kind of refined petroleum. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 2:30 p.m. The Kanda Lager is arriving from Japan. I think she could have cement on board. She's passing Astoria maybe around 10:30 this morning, arriving in Portland by about 4:30 p.m. The Atlantic Highway is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board. You can tell that by the word highway in her name, that she is a car carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 3:30 p.m. The Blessing SW is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Longview. She's picking up wheat there at the Port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 this evening. That would put her in I guess that's about 9:30 this morning. Sorry, that's a typo in my schedule. So maybe Longview by about 3:30 p.m. The Cephas Leader is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. Subaru's on board there. And she'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m., arriving in Vancouver around 4:30 p.m. And another, that word leader in the name of a ship, at least here, the ones that come into the Columbia, that's often an indicator that you've got a car carrier as well. So sometimes you can tell from the names of ships what's on board. And, you know, if you get a lot of the names are repeated, these ships come here on a regular basis. And so you sort of get to know what's on some of the vessels by their names. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Consolidator headed for Portland to pick up wheat around 5:30 p.m. She could be in Portland by about 11:30. And awaiting orders offshore in the Astoria anchorage, the Galapagos, the Serenity Sea, the I Evolution, the KM Imbari, Imabari, and at the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Catalina and the Maria awaiting orders. That's a little bit upriver from Astoria, but still visible from the waterfront on the north side of the channel, just opposite, a little opposite and upriver from Tongue Point. In our outbounders, the Baltic Wind is leaving Portland carrying potash, leaving around 7 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Menuet is leaving Vancouver with Petcoke on board. Maybe the Vancouver Anchorage. Petcoke is a Portland cargo. But at any rate, she's heading out of the Vancouver Anchorage, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The BBC Asia is leaving Longview, could have logs on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Asia Pearl 8 is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland around 8:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 p.m., and the Zheng Heng is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Tuesday. Well, I came across a really interesting little blurb on Maritime Executive Magazine, from Maritime Executive Magazine, which is a very fun publication. You can read it online. You can subscribe to it. It's all about maritime stuff from kind of a professional mariner point of view. And it was talking about some terms that, a couple terms that are very, they're just used everywhere on vessels these days, recreational and commercial. But if you're not on board a boat you don't know them. But if you do go on board a boat, like a friend's boat, and you want to look like you know what you're doing, sound like you know, learn these few words and you'll really sound like a sailor. So much of what we still use today in the boating and professional maritime realm are things and terms that go back a very long way. Unlike left and right, port and starboard refer to fixed locations on a vessel. So if you go on somebody's sailboat, say, they're going to say, directions are port and starboard, and they refer to left and right. Port, if you're standing in the stern of a boat, in the cockpit, say, of a sailboat, where the people tend to sit, looking toward the front of the boat, port is on your left, starboard is on your right. And so people don't tend to say left and right on boats. They'll say port and starboard. And since port and starboard never change, they are very unambiguous references that are independent of your orientation on the boat. And thus, mariners use these nautical terms instead of left and right to avoid confusion. So it doesn't matter where you're standing on the boat or which way you're facing. Port is always port, and starboard is always starboard, as opposed to left and right, which could be confusing because of we sort of tend to consider left and right from the point of view of where we are. So when looking forward, as I said, toward the bow of the ship, I'm reading from this Maritime Executive magazine article. Port and starboard refer to the left and right sides, respectively, as I said. In the early days of boating, before ships had... I'm going to explain a little bit about how these kind of odd words came to be. In the early days of boating, before ships had rudders on their center lines, boats were controlled using a steering oar. Most sailors were right-handed, so the steering oar was placed over or through the right side of the stern. Sailors began calling the right side the steering side, which soon became starboard. By combining two old English words, steor, meaning steer, and board, meaning the side of a boat. As the size of boats grew, so did the steering oar, making it much easier to tie a boat up to a dock on the side opposite the oar. That side became known as larboard, or the loading side. Over time, larboard, too easily confused with starboard, was replaced with port. After all, this was the side that faced the port, allowing supplies to be ported aboard by porters. So it gives you an idea of where these words come from that are so much a part of the vernacular, the terminology that you hear on vessels to this day. Now, a little bit about other things that are associated with these two things, port and starboard. There are running lights on vessels that allow them to be seen at night, and they give you an idea of your orientation to a vessel if you can see them. Running lights on the port side, the left, are always red, and on the starboard side are always green. So this is very important at night. If you see a ship coming towards you and you see a green light, you know that the starboard side of that vessel is within your sight. And it just sort of gives you an idea. It's part of how vessels orient towards one another and stay out of each other's way at night. So the nautical rules of the road are based on these premises about vessels and how to determine their orientation to one another based on the lights they can see at night. Now, another couple of words I want to quickly explain, bow and stern, they also originate from old words. Bow in the Old Norse language, something that sounds similar to that, means shoulder. So the front of the boat is like she's shouldering her way through the water. And stern, it relates to an Old Norse word meaning steering. So another thing is that when you talk about the front part of a boat, you call it forward, the forward part of the boat, and the after part is the part in the rear. So if you're walking toward the bow of a boat, you would tend to say, "I'm going forward, Captain." Or if you're going toward the back, you'd say, "I'm going after." So you'll hear about forward cabins and after cabins. Also, all ways to orient oneself on a boat. So the next time you go on your friend's boat, you'll say, I think I want to sit on the starboard side. And you can impress your friends that way. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.